Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Good morning, everybody. This is Liam on the show Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow, I'm very excited to be back here, for sure. Super excited. I will admit, the earliness is hitting a lot harder than it was last week. I was up fairly late last night, I feel. You know, I had a really busy weekend. I had a race for, it was the final race of the cross country club running season. And that was yesterday. And so that took up most of my like morning and early afternoon. And then I saw my friend for a while. So I was busy in the afternoon. And then it wasn't until the evening that I got started on homework. I had been busy all day Saturday as well, so, you know how it is. Sometimes things just pile up, that's okay. But yeah, had a bit of a late night, so this early morning is a little tricky. That's why I just played that song you just heard, Kokomo by the Beach Boys. And fun story about that song, when I was doing an orientation program, because I'm a freshman here at Tufts, when I was doing an orientation program back in August, it's a while ago at this point, we had to wake up early one morning. We were all in a tent and our counselors were sleeping in a cabin right next to us. And it was time to get up. We had to help with morning chores on the farm we were staying at. A bit of a cult farm, I will admit. But anyways, we had to get up for morning chores, and so our counselors, lovely people, Anne and Joyce, I love them so much, they played Kokomo by the Beach Boys to wake us up. You know, we got dancing a little bit. When I say we, it was mostly me, because everyone was exhausted and trying to rub the sleep out of their eyes. But honestly, it was so fun. And so now I feel like when I need to wake up for something early, I play Kokomo, and it really just works, and it gets me dancing, and it gets me in a good mood. So there we go. But let's see, what else is going on this week for you guys? We've got Veterans Day weekend, holiday weekend coming up. It's really exciting. I am going to be headed to New York City. I'm visiting a friend, who goes to Fordham. I'm excited for that, and I'm going to see Spamalot. It's back on Broadway. And I've seen it once before up at the Ogunquit Playhouse in Maine, which was super fun. It was hilarious. But I'm excited for, you know, like it was really good, but I'm excited for Broadway level good. You know what I mean? So I think that'll be really fun. And so that's this weekend. And so then for the next 4 days, I am super busy and I have to make sure I get all my homework done so that I'm not worried about it when I get back from my trip. So coming up next, you've got an Elton John song, Rocket Man. I don't know. I feel like I need to throw in a few sort of classic, you know, I don't even know if that's 70s or 80s. I couldn't even tell you. But like, it's rock in a sense. We're spinning it today. I don't know. You're going to listen. You're going to like it. It's going to be great. I hope you all enjoy it, and I'll be back to check in a little while.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Again to find I'm not the man that think I am at home. Bad sign, something happens when everybody finds out. See the vault
I don't know if the rest of you guys have been listening too much to 1989 Taylor's version, which just released a couple weeks ago. But I certainly have, and I have to say that that song, I Know Places, is my favorite of all the re-recorded original tracks. I just think it sounds so much better with her more mature voice, and I feel like people say this a lot, but it's really true. Like, it just sounds more, like, there's more experience behind it, you know what I mean? She's really lived a life since the original release in 2014, and the new release in 2023. And I just feel like that comes across in this recording of I Know Places. And I just love it so much. I've been listening to it on my walks to class and walks home at night. And it's just so much fun. I really like it. For some reason, I was just thinking about, do you guys remember there was that, like when Adele released her latest album a couple years ago, and she had that live performance from, I think, Los Angeles, and it was up on top of a hill by the planetarium or something like that, and it was all these celebrities in the audience, and then randomly she had that couple come up and like the guy proposed to his girlfriend, and then she was crying, and then Adele sang to them. I don't know, I was just thinking about that. Like, I feel like I saw that video recently or something, and it was just randomly on my mind. But I don't know why that song made me think of it. They're not even like the same style in the slightest bit. It's weird how our brains will connect things like that. Brains are so interesting. Just thinking about the electricity running through a piece of meat inside your skull, and the more creases it has, the deeper memory. Like, what's that? And then there's the whole, like, you know, different parts of your brain regulate different parts of your behavior. And so, you know, your brain stem is more about, like, don't quote me on this, I'm pretty sure your brain stem is, like, breathing and eating and basic motor functions and that kind of thing. But then a different part of your brain could be about more complex motor functions. A different part of your brain is about your dreams. Another part is about, like, a different part of your brain is active when you listen to music and you do art and these kinds of things. Like, it's just so interesting to me, you know? I don't think I'm going to go into neuroscience. I don't know if I'll have a chance to take a neuroscience class, but it's very interesting. And I just, you know, it's just weird how our brains will make these random connections. Like, I Know Places, Taylor's version, to the Adele concert in 2021 where some guy proposed to his now wife. Kind of random. So coming up next, we have a wonderful, I would say, pretty iconic ballad, which is Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. It wasn't until fairly recently, and this is a little embarrassing, so don't judge me on this, but it wasn't until fairly recently that I learned that Bonnie Tyler, who sings Total Eclipse of the Heart and Holding Out for a Hero, songs like this, is a completely different person from Bonnie Raitt, who sings like Angel from Montgomery. And just, I believe she just won Record of the Year at the Grammys. That's embarrassing for me, especially as someone who considers himself a musical connoisseur. I should have known that Bonnie Raitt and Bonnie Tyler were separate people. And, okay, let me clarify. I knew they were separate people, but I just had a hard time distinguishing. Like, I couldn't remember if it was Bonnie Raitt that sang Total Eclipse of the Heart or Bonnie Tyler. I just, like, that's a little bit embarrassing. Speaking of mixing up artists and songs, last night I saw the Priscilla movie, the new one about Priscilla Presley and like being married to Elvis and stuff. It was super good. And at the very end of the movie, the soundtrack was awesome. It was so killer. But at the very end, they played I Will Always Love You by Dolly Parton. And my friend who was with me, didn't know that it was a Dolly Parton song originally and thought that it was originally Whitney Houston's song. And so for those of you who don't know, Dolly Parton, you know, obviously has been in many movies, but this one particular movie, I don't know if I can say the title on air. Actually, no, I think I can. I think I can. The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. It's not 6 a.m. yet, so I think I'm allowed to say that. But anyways, in this movie, Dolly Parton runs an establishment, you know, in Texas. It's a lot of musical ladies. That's not their job, but we know that. But anyways, my point being, at the end of the movie, she has this forbidden love, you know, Dolly Parton does. And she sings, "I Will Always Love You." And it's just such a beautiful rendition. And it's her song, originally. And so after this song came out, you know, it was a total hit, but not in the way that Whitney Houston's version was. And so Whitney Houston went to Dolly and said, "Hey, I'd like to record your song." I believe it was also for a movie. Can't think of the title. But Dolly Parton said, "Of course, like, go for it." And it became the song that we all know and love today, is the Whitney Houston version of "I Will Always Love You." And so I feel like for a lot of people, that's just thought of as the original, just because it was so much more popular than the Dolly Parton version. But in my heart of hearts, Dolly is the original. And honestly, controversial take, hot take, she is the better version. I said it. I'm sorry. I said it. But I love Dolly Parton. Like, Whitney Houston's great, but I love Dolly Parton. I listen to her stuff all the time. She's one of the very few true country artists that I'll actually listen to quite frequently. Just because she's got such a killer voice and, like, range, and she just sings all sorts of stuff, like bluegrass and country and folk and everything. And she's got a rock album coming out pretty soon, in a couple weeks. I think just a week and a half, which I'm really curious to see how that's going to go. Like, is it going to be rock covers? Is it going to be original stuff? I'm just really curious, but I'm excited for it. So I think now I will go ahead and stop talking, and I will play Total Eclipse of the Heart for you. And I hope you'll enjoy. I know I will. I'll probably be doing a dramatic interpretive dance in the studio. We'll see. But hope you enjoy.
Listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
I can do a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
chocolates of the home.
Hey y'all, I'm back. I feel like I sort of cut off the beginning of the next song, but it's time to talk again. First, because that song that you just heard by Phoebe Bridgers, I See You, off her album Punisher, I really like that one. It's probably not quite as well known as some of her other stuff, like Kyoto or Funeral or something like that. But it's a really good tune, and I just want to, you know, since this show's name comes from Phoebe Bridgers, like, I feel like I have to play one of her songs probably every week, just because, you know, she's super cool. She's got such a cool, mysterious, ethereal, moonlight vibe, you know? And even with Falling Back, it is still completely, utterly pitch black outside. The sun has not even cracked the horizon, even though my eyes cracked open before the crack of dawn. I don't know where I was going with that. But anyways, so before you hear the next tune, which I'll tell you about in a second, it is time for a PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, my favorite band, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack, A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I also want to point out to everybody that there's a little doodle of some fruits on this page, and they all have eyes and smiles, and the pear is saying, "Eat me," and the apple is looking suspiciously at the banana, who's looking at the pear, and the orange is just scaring me because he has a lot of wrinkles around his eyes, and I don't know about that. So yeah, that's been the PSA for today, everybody. Hope you all enjoyed that one. I did. So yeah, next up, you heard the very beginning of it there, but I'll restart it, don't worry, is a song from Lana Del Rey's latest album, Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? Could she make her album and song titles any more complicated? I really don't think she could. However, this song is Let the Light In featuring Father John Misty, and let me tell y'all, I had a wonderful trip over the summer with some of my friends. It was a couple weeks after we had just finished up high school, you know, graduated, all that fun stuff. And we went up to my friend's house in New Hampshire. I think it's a ski house technically, but we were just using it for like hiking and stuff because obviously it was the summertime. And we just had so much fun. We went swimming, hiking, and we played tons of music in the house and on car rides and all that kind of fun stuff. And this song, Let the Light In, it was both this and then Linger by the Cranberries, which you all know, like, I love that song so much. It was those two songs that were just played on repeat the whole trip. And everybody who was making TikToks or posts on Instagram or stories on Instagram was using either Linger or Let the Light In as the background music. I did the same thing. Like, we all did it. And it was just such a good vibe. And so since I played Linger last week, I figured I'd play Let the Light In this week. And I also feel like there's a bit of a double meaning because, as we know, Daylight Savings was over the weekend. And now we're letting the light in a little bit earlier each day, you know? Whereas before, the sunrise was, I could not tell you when. Now it is an hour earlier than I could not tell you when. I do believe the sunrise is like somewhere around 6 a.m. now. And so before it was around 7 a.m. Don't quote me on these things. Guys, it's too early for me to be trusted scientifically on anything that I say. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you're joining me on this morning. And so we're going to go ahead and listen now to Let the Light In. And I hope you enjoy.
Your back door yelling, 'cause I wanna come. perfectly fine. I live on my own. I made up my mind. I'm better off being alone. We met a few weeks ago. Now you try on calling me, baby, like trying on clothes. You move to me, I'm your American queen. And you move to me like I'm a Motown bee. And we rule the kingdom inside my room. It's all the boys and their expensive cars, the Range Rovers and the Jaguars. Never took me quite where you do. And all at once, you are the one I have been waiting for. King of my heart, body and soul. Ooh-oh. And all at once, you're all I want. I'll never let you go. Luxury. So move to me, I'm your American queen. And you move to me like I'm a Motown bee. And we rule the kingdom inside my room. Oh. It's all the boys and their expensive cars, with the Range Rovers and the Jaguars. Never took me quite where you do.
Where you do.
And all at once, you are the one I have been waiting for. King of my heart, body and soul. Ooh, oh. And all at once, you're all you go.
Too far away, I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to.
Yeah.
can't love you how you want me to.
Hey everybody, I'm back, just for a quick second here. So you just heard Bite the Hand by Boy Genius. I've talked about them before, I'm not gonna get super deep into it now, but great tune. That's from their original EP, just titled Boy Genius, not from their recent album, The Record. But yeah, classic Boy Genius, like it a lot. I like their three-part harmonies, as always. So I've got one more song for you, but before I do, just reminding everyone that this is Liam, on Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you all have enjoyed listening today. I had a good time. I always have more songs that I want to play, but I always end up talking too much, and then I don't get to all the songs that I want to play. So we'll see what happens next week. Maybe I'll end up talking less and playing more music, but you know, we'll see. So last song for you is one by Greta Van Fleet. It's called You're the One. I've listened to it a lot this week and I hope you enjoy. Other than that, until next time and have a great week, everybody. This is Liam signing off.
That I've got.